I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. All Washingtonians 16 years and older will become eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine on April 15th, Governor Jay Inslee announced yesterday. The announcement is a dramatic expansion of vaccine eligibility, and it comes the same day that roughly 2 million Washingtonians, including manufacturing and food service workers, first become eligible for doses of their own. Wednesday's announcement would make an additional 1.2 million Washington residents eligible for a dose by April 15th, opening vaccines to all 6.3 million state residents aged 16 and older. Wednesday's announcement by Inslee comes after the federal government has signaled to state officials that the state will continue to see an increased supply of vaccine doses in the coming weeks. Cassie Sauer, president and CEO of the Washington State Hospital Association, said yesterday that supply will continue to be an issue, but providers will be able to handle the load as supply increases and eligibility opens. You could take advantage of the state's Vaccine Finder website with a link at koze.com. The city of Lewiston has selected the IMCO Stantec Design and Build team to help deliver a water treatment plant retrofit to the community. The project aims to replace the existing 100-year-old plant, which is in need of maintenance and is at risk of failure from a natural disaster or process equipment breakdown. The treatment plant retrofit will provide the community with clean, reliable drinking water for the next 20 to 40 years. Stantec, a global engineering, architecture, and design firm, is leading the design of the new plant, which will be built on the existing site because additional land is not readily available. The new membrane treatment plant will have the flexibility to deliver up to 10 million gallons per day, with space to expand to 16.7 million gallons per day in the future. IMCO Construction is the design builder overseeing the project, from pre-construction through completion. Construction is expected to start in fall of 2021, with the project's anticipated completion in spring of 2023. The $27.5 million project requires an innovative approach to provide water to the community throughout the construction process. The existing plant will be largely demolished, and water will be provided via a combination of surface wells and mobile water treatment trailers. The mobile system will augment the wells to meet peak demands during the summer irrigation season. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. The Nez Perce tribe is advancing to COVID-19 protocols consistent with Stage 4 of Idaho's reopening plan starting today, one phase ahead of the state. The state is in Stage 3 of the Idaho Rebounds plan. According to a news release from the tribe, the 14-day average of COVID-19 infections, measured by testing at Nimipu Health, has averaged fewer than one per day, with a positivity rate of 4.17%. Under Stage 4, gatherings of more than 50 people are allowed where appropriate distancing can occur, and non-essential travel is permitted. Safety recommendations like physical distancing, wearing face coverings, washing hands regularly, sanitizing hard surfaces frequently, and staying home when sick remain in place. Last week, the tribe's health service opened vaccines to anyone with proof of insurance. A four-term Northern Idaho Republican senator says she will run to become Idaho's Secretary of State. Senator Mary Souza of Coeur d'Alene said Tuesday she's been interested in the job for more than a decade. In a statement, she said she had concerns about last November's election. Election officials in Idaho have said the November election in the state was one of the most secure on record. Souza, in the news release, said she's concerned that liberal technology companies could manipulate election outcomes. In Idaho, the Secretary of State is responsible for helping run the state's elections. The office also deals with licensing businesses and maintaining official documents. Republican Secretary of State Lawrence Denny has indicated he's unlikely to run in the 2022 election. Republican Ada County Clerk Phil McGrain has previously announced he's running for the position. In related news, Republican Representative Paul Amador of Coeur d'Alene plans to leave the Idaho House to run for the 4th District State Senate seat that's being vacated by Souza. Amador is serving his third term in the House. He chairs the House Ways and Means Committee and serves on the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, which puts forward budget bills. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.